Afghani forces have raided an Al-Qaeda hideout. Some big clashes erupting as a result of that part of retaliation. In the meantime, 8 Americans killed by an Afghanistan suicide bomber. They were CIA. All of the victims were agents or contractors. What a year, 2009. We're saying goodbye to it and ushering in a new year and a new decade. Got any resolutions, or would you like to lend some resolutions to some of the politicians and business folks making news this year, or making news in general? Ben Bernanke, I'd like to give him a resolution. Just don't testify and jack with the interest rates anymore. Could the dollar get any worse? They're just printing paper. It's paper. I pulled out money today out of my wallet, and I thought, really, what? I'm looking at the money. What is this money worth, really? As we have no clue how much has been printed. The Chinese know it's not worth very much, and they know that they are dangling that carrot, that debt that they hold above our heads as it continues to tick away. So I hope that we don't pummel more onto that deficit as we head into 2010. Boy, it sounds funny just to say it. Wishing you and yours a very happy new year. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. You can shoot me a note day or night at americatonight.net, or you can certainly dial the digits if you are alive and kicking out there and you want to participate and throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All right, sadly, today when I woke up, I was somebody had actually sent me, you know when you have a phone and it has that ping? I didn't turn it off, and someone had pinged me to tell me about what was going on with the suicide bomber and the fact that it was looking like it was CIA. So you have, from Canada, you had five other people that were killed, too. It happened in a complex in eastern Afghanistan. And what's scary here, too, is they would the suicide bomber penetrated a heavily fortified complex in eastern Afghanistan. That's what's disconcerting. So the suicide bomber blew himself up in either the gym or the dining area on Camp Chapman near the Pakistani border. And of the people that were killed, that, you know, the civilians, etc., the common denominators all were connected to the CIA. Has to be one of the worst days for the CIA, certainly in terms of the loss of life since the war began 8 years ago. And it looks like the attack might have been the result of a lapse in security. Ooh, this is too familiar, isn't it? Whether it's on our soil or somewhere else. One of the few times that any militant, and this is true, this is the first thing I thought of, has actually managed to get around guards somehow and attack inside. Again, a heavily locked down facility. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. So this area where the attack happened is very close to a Taliban stronghold. That's the idea and why it was there. It's where insurgents who use Pakistan as a flow, a base flow back and forth across the border, that's where it is. They were able to infiltrate, obviously, and that suicide bombing is just terrible. And I guarantee you want to talk about off guard. There is an off guard attack. I mean, this attack was directed really at a non-military camp and has to be, like I said, the deadliest against American civilians since the start of the war. Remember, in August, 16 people died in a helicopter crash in Kandahar, but that was because of a mechanical failure, right? So this comes on the same day that the U.S. military has heavily been defending itself after hundreds of Afghans protested a weekend raid that Afghan government officials are saying killed 10 of their civilians. So things are really collapsing in Afghanistan on a couple of different fronts, but this has been the problem, and this is obviously what the generals have been talking about in with the people and winning the people over and why you needed more folks on the ground and all that other sort of stuff. But I think it's very, very troublesome And I can't even imagine what's going on at the CIA right now, that they, that somebody was able to get in there and do what he did, how he was able to blow himself up and take all those other people with him. And this was a locked down area, one that was supposed to be, if for lack of a better word, a safe haven for civilians who were there, as safe as you could can get in a war situation, particularly one like that. Oof. All right, staying along the same course, talking about those forces hitting the Al-Qaeda hideouts, you can only hope they nailed some of the worst of the worst, right? So the Yemeni guys got into the middle of a gun battle. They were vowing, of course, to eliminate the group behind that Christmas bombing deal, right, the attempt anyway. And it happened in western Yemen, which is an area, an area where one of the most notorious groups, the group that attacked the embassy in 2008, that's one of their strongholds, I guess, and they say at least one suspect was picked up during the clash, which it's anyone they can get is good, but they're going to keep continuing to strike until the group is totally eliminated. You got to love those words. Really? You're going to continue to track down Al-Qaeda terrorists and strike and strike and strike until it's totally eliminated? That's what the Deputy Interior Minister said. That sounds good to me. There's no back and forth. We're working on the strategy. They're just going to go hit them and hit them hard. Al-Qaeda in that Arabian Peninsula is, this group is an offshoot of Osama bin Laden's group, and they were the ones who claimed, and that's why they're hitting them, claimed that they were behind that attempt to blow up that plane in Detroit that was bound for Detroit but originated in Nigeria and then Amsterdam and so forth. The 23-year-old Abdullah Matala, the passenger who was picked up on Friday after he tried to bring down the Northwest flight, a flight rather, which was carrying almost 300 people. Whew. I mean, this is that number. Every time I think about that, crazy, crazy number. The government has said that Abdullah Matalib spent two periods in the country from 2004 to 2005, and again from August to December of this year, just before the attack, which is where he supposedly had the material sewed into the underwear and gained the confidence of Al-Qaeda, etc. His father tried to do something about it, and then, of course, nothing was done. All right, New Year's is a time for resolutions. I mentioned that at the top, and you might have a few that you want to share. I've gotten a couple of emails on it, and I'll go through those emails, I promise, before we skedaddle here at the end of the hour. But it's interesting when you think about resolutions, and I think of quotes. I'm a quote person. And there's a funny one that I heard from Jay Leno that I wrote down, scribbled down a couple of years ago. He said, New Year's Eve, where old acquaintance be forgot, unless, of course, those tests come back positive. Boy, that sums up this year for a lot of folks, from sports to business to even politicians like John Edwards, who found themselves in some pretty wild predicaments. So, well, you know the numbers. You can jingle them, light them up, as it were. 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you here on ATN.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money. Real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You have to love that version of it. Thanks, Donovan. May all your troubles last as long as your resolutions. I truly wish that for everybody listening to America Tonight. And I thank you for your support in 2009 and look forward to some great things in 2010. Thanks to many of you. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hello, Stu.
Kate?
Hello, I'm here. How are you?
Pretty good, you. Hey, real quick, I just want to get something off. I was reading today, with the economy, you know, it's supposed to be picking up slowly. You know this, right?
Yeah, right.
YRC Corporation, which owns Yellow Motor Freight, Roadway Motor Freight, USF Holland, Penn Truck Lines, USF Fenmore, has shut their doors at midnight tonight. Almost office employees, drivers, over dock workers, over 40,000 employees nationwide.
Wow.
That is, I don't see the economy booming on that. And that's an old company. So, I mean, Yellow and Roadway, you see them all over the place, man. They're old, and they always specialized in less than truckload, which was always like the, you know, that was where the money was. But I hear them all the time on TV and the radio saying the economy's, it's picking up slowly, it's picking up slowly. There was another company last week went out in Oklahoma City, Arrow Truck Lines, and when they went out, they stranded 1,400 drivers nationwide. I mean, if you lived in Texas, you might have been in New York. But if you know money, let you know that you're stranded. So,
well,
the economy stops. I don't care what they say. It is kind of, you know, when these guys going into the new year, and these are guys that that make, you know, you're talking. I mean, they stimulate the economy. They're making anywhere 50 to some of YRC drivers. I know a few of them were making in the six figures, in the $110,000-$115,000 range.
Wow.
So, you know, and it's kind of sucks after Christmas, but. I guess better after Christmas and before Christmas, but
yeah, I agree.
I wanted to
Sue, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I agree with you. I think that I don't understand where this crap is coming from, that things are getting better, because that's definitely not what I'm hearing from a lot of people in all walks of life. Professional, non-professional, college-educated, non-college-educated, it's across the board. I'm not hearing that at all. I think that's just propaganda that's pumped out there to try to make people feel better.
Well, everything has to move, and I don't care where you live and what you have. It was brought to you somehow on a truck.
That's
regardless.
Right.
Whether you like it or not, it was brought that way. And I've heard people say, oh, we can ship it all by rail or all by ship. Well, you're an idiot if you think that. It's impossible. It's not going to happen. Before there were trucks, there was horse carriages that took them out, wagons that took them to the cities and or to the country towns and stuff. But it just, you know, I've been in this business 18 years, and I've seen a lot of companies come and go, and there were some that I never thought I would see go. And I watched my profit go from about 27% down to about 10%. So, and you know, it's affected by everything. It's affected by any time oil's affected or steel, it all comes down the same line. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tires are affected. I mean, it's about $5,500 to put tires all the way around truck and trailer if you put virgin rubber around now.
Right, exactly.
And you know, and hubs are $100. They used to be $20 all day long. So I just wanted to bring it up. Like I said, they talk about the economy and think about them guys in the new year. That's a lot of jobs, and that's a lot of families, and a lot of people going to be without work.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with it. Knock on wood, everything's good with you, though, Stu, and your family, right?
Yeah, so far so good. We don't know how long the Papa will keep that going. That's either 65% payroll tax.
I know.
But, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of them, like I said, and when a big one like that goes, man, you stand back and you go, wow. I mean, that's just unbelievable. And then for the idiots in Oklahoma City just ditched their guys all over the country. That was pathetic.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Fuel off, no money. They were stranded. I just talked to a guy earlier today. He was down in Knoxville, and a couple other guys took up collections to get some of these guys home. Instead of taking their trucks to dealerships, these guys are going to try to make it home. Didn't have nothing to put in the truck. Wasn't even their trucks they're putting fuel in. Fuel $2.75 a gallon, 5 miles a gallon. You don't get very far. And them guys tallied up some money and bought fuel for these guys, trying to get them home. And just, it's a bad deal. So thank God, Yellow and YRC was smart enough to make sure it was done when everybody was at home and say, okay, guys, this is it. You know, they think about December 21st, but today they made the final decision it was going to be done.
Yeah, so, no kidding.
What are you doing for New Year's, Kate?
You know what, for New Year's, I'm going to, for New Year's Day, I'm going to a party. New Year's Eve, I'm just hanging in the hood. I'm not doing anything because that's one of the, pretty much, it's the amateur night, and I'm not into that. I'm going to go play golf in the morning, and then I'm going to go to a party in the afternoon. That sounds pretty good, huh?
Oh, it must be nice to be able to golf on New Year's Day. I want to get the house, and I want to drink some of Sam's Canadian whiskey from up in his neck of the woods. And everybody laughs at me and says, you live in Kentucky, you don't drink bourbon, man. You drink Canadian whiskey. But
ooh, that sounds
something
good.
About that, something about that whiskey comes in that purple bag, man. It beats them all, so.
No kidding. That sounds really good. Well, you have a happy New Year. As a granddaughter of a trucker, I certainly feel when I hear all these sad headlines.
Okay.
Yeah. Take care.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Ooh, Canadian whiskey. I think his plans actually sound better, and he's got his brand-new daughter who can only be, I think Stu's daughter is just a couple of months old now at this point, probably 2 months at the most, maybe three. Time flies so fast. All right, 800-259-5791. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. You excited for the new year?
I'm an optimist, despite all the pessimism, so I try hard to be optimistic. I agree with what Stu was just saying about the headline saying that it seems like we're turning a corner. None of the insiders I know or just the regular folks I know think that. So I wish everyone the best, and I hope that it is a better year for a lot of people.
Okay. Okay, well, just don't be too optimistic about your Eagles. So.
I knew you were going to say that. I left the door open for you to trash me on the Eagles. Oh, you better not be too optimistic about the Cowboys. Let me just tell you this. Today I was at the airport dropping my mother off. When I dropped her off, I had an Eagles hat on, and the guy ribbed me a little bit at the porter. Was, you know, kind of joking with me. And I said, listen, I'm going to tell you this about your Cowboys. You can dance all around and say whatever you want that they won the first game, but there is no way the Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles three times. So you better be careful what you wish for.
Okay. So, you see, I'm an Android street kid because I really just don't care. I mean, I know you think I'm a Cowboy homer all, but until Jerry Jones is done and gone, you know, I mean, I've given up on this team for the most part, and I don't think Romo's the winner. I mean, they'll get to the playoffs, but that'll be about it, you know. But, and he can keep making changes all he wants, but maybe it's just Jerry Jones isn't a winner. I mean, I know he won the three Super Bowls, but that was Jimmy Johnson and Jimmy Johnson's work, you know. But anyway, enough on sports. But I'm hearing they're saying that, you know, this 10% unemployment is going to pretty much go through most of the decade. And it isn't turning around. And jobs that are created are just going to be absorbed by jobs that are lost, you know, like Stu was just talking about. And I don't know where he's hearing that. Things are getting better. Yeah, the financial aspect, maybe the financial markets might be turning around a little bit, but when it comes to jobs, there's no magic windows when things are going to be back down around 5%. And I told you why I think that happened, Kate. You know what caused it, right?
What do you think caused it?
I know what caused it. The internet. So if you sit back and think of all the things, I mean, you know,
yeah,
from newspapers,
yeah,
to all of the things that people can now go on the internet and get for free.
Right.
That, you know, whether legally or illegally pirated, you know, compared to what they used to be able to, you know, that they used to have to pay for. I mean, I remember about a few months back there was a new movie. I can't remember which movie it was. And I was getting ready to go to it. My nephew was, you know, staying at my place. And so, hey, man, you want to go see this movie? So I'm watching right now. I'm like, what are you talking about? Just came out last night. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's already on the internet, you know. And I'm like, oh, that's great, you know. And that's just movies. Even your porno, they're
on that note, what a way to end. Happy New Year, Don. It's true. You do get a ton of things on the internet. We talked about the newspaper business being killed. Stay with us.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The new year as we swing into 2010. Boy, I can think of a couple of resolutions. First of all, I think that the White House should no longer continue to say we try to be, I didn't even say try, we are transparent. That's exactly what we are. We're not trying to hide anything from the American people. If I see Robert Gibbs, the White House flack, stand up there one more time and BS his way through another news conference, I'll puke, honestly. I can't stand watching this guy. I'm thinking, wow, most powerful nation, a ton of brilliant people. Could they not get someone better than this guy? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. And I don't get the recent comments from Hawaii on the situation on Christmas Day. Frightening to say the least. And then you find out that, of course, the TSA has no strategy. They don't have a lot of the systems in place because there's no cohesiveness. Who's leading the charge here? I don't know. Who's minding the store? I think, folks, we're on our own. That's what I've thought that for a while, but I really think it now. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Jeff is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good considering the news.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about what happened with the CIA guy?
No, Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, yeah. He's in serious condition, they say.
Yeah, you should see that. I've been monitoring Twitter. You should see the hateful stuff that people are saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad karma to do that anyway, but that's... I haven't seen that. I haven't been on Twitter, so I haven't seen the Rush
Limbaugh. It's just waves of hateful stuff I'm seeing.
Wow. Wow.
Do
you know any more? What I heard is somebody that I know from Citadel said they're not really saying much even at Citadel about it. Just that he's at a hospital.
Well,
he's having really bad chest pains.
Yeah. Well, the latest on Drudge is that they are saying he's resting comfortably.
Yeah.
And so your plans on New Year's Eve is to take it easy, huh?
Yeah, take it easy. Not be out there on the roads. You know how that is.
Oh yeah, here in St. Louis, it's kind of getting cold and snowy, so I'm staying in and doing and going all nerdy. I'm going to watch the Doctor Who marathon on BBC America.
Oh, that sounds like that would be fun.
Oh, yeah, 48 hours, three seasons in 48 hours.
I like it. You know what I might do? I might, I've got that on-demand stuff. The other thing I could do is I might, there's a show I like called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, the current guy who's playing the doctor is ending his role this season.
Uh-huh.
So they're doing the last three seasons he's been on, starting from the first one, so... Three seasons in 48 hours.
Yeah, I might have to tape that. That sounds good.
Yeah, so I'm kind of taking it easy, too.
Good for you. Don't get out there on those roads if they're all gunked up especially, because that's the situation here.
No, it's been raining here, and tomorrow's going to be in the 20s, so the roads are probably going to be slick.
Man, no kidding. All right, you have a good New Year.
You too.
Stay in. That's my thing. Stay in or stay close anyway, right? You know, New Year's Eve is never what it is billed to be anyway, I think. I don't know. If somebody else has had incredible New Year's from the time they were a kid on, call me. I want to hear about your stories because, really, it turns out to be one of the more disappointing nights, I think, of the year. Mark in New York, hello.
Hi, my dear. Can I filibuster? Here I go.
You can filibuster. Go ahead.
Right. First of all, I just want to say thank you for 2009 letting me get on the radio, and I hope you more success in 2010. Because you let anybody call within reason and speak their mind, and I hope your show continues to increase in listenership. And that's my wish for you for 2010.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I've been blessed because I have a job that still pays me overtime, so I'll be working New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. On the way to work last night, they called me for an emergency. One of the trains broke down. I just happened to walk in, and I see the full moon hanging there. And it just makes me realize how small and insignificant I am, but I just love looking at the moon and the stars. And the only reason I brought that up is because you look at all the garbage that's going on today, and you have to sort of sometimes take a deep breath, look at the stars, and say, you really are insignificant. Having said that, I just want to just get that out of the way, because as far as Rush Limbaugh is concerned, I'm not surprised that people are saying what they're saying on their air. Now, someone who's a union worker who... Some people on the left who were Democrat would say you shouldn't support Rush. Look, let's forget the labels and everything else. If you've ever heard that man talk about liberty, freedom, entrepreneurship, and the American spirit and defend it, you can only be impressed. Now, that's what I want to say. I've heard other people on the air over the years. He's been great for this country. Now, I know some people think that he's a spokesperson for the elites and neocons and everything else. I don't know about that, but I've heard him defend my country, and I think they haven't heard that. So to wish someone ill like that, only a scumbag would do that. So I hope he gets better. And no matter what happens, it doesn't, you know, that's just why I wanted to say that, because that was in the news. And also, the other caller talked about, I mean, we have 8 CIA agents that were blown up in a supposedly safe zone. We also have 4 Canadian soldiers, hello, Sam, and 1 Canadian journalist. So you're going to, those people up there are going to be screaming for them to get out. And we also had a military strike in, supposedly on Al-Qaeda stronghold in Yemen. So it's like, it seems as if everything is just falling apart. You know, you want to go into the new year and be, you know, thankful. But I had to bring those 4 things up because I'm sure people heard about it. It's just like, I just feel like something's coming down the pike. And I wish Janet Napolitano would just resign. I can't stand looking at her either, and along with Robert Gibbs. But really quick, the lawyer, as far as the Obama was concerned, this lawyer that talked about the well-dressed Indian fellow that accompanied the bomber onto the plane,
yes,
and supposedly there was someone else, they're coming after this guy. It doesn't surprise me. They're trying to impugn his integrity for telling the truth. See, this was a setup, Kate. I think something's coming. Another something else is coming to get us acclimated to the body scanners, like I said before. And I'm trying to be upbeat, but this story stinks to high heaven, and I just think that more stuff is on the way. And I was told, well, I listened to an interview with this guy. I wasn't told, I'm sorry. But apparently, that well-dressed man, was he in Africa or Amsterdam? Because if he was in Amsterdam, I thought the story was wrong. I know the flight originated in Nigeria, and then they switched planes in Amsterdam. So where was this well-dressed man?
It was Nigeria. It was in Nigeria.
And I can understand if there were no cameras, but someone's on the opinion that, you know, they were filming this guy. Where is the police? Just don't tell us. Don't think that we're so stupid. that there's nothing on tape. So just prove who was with this guy, who let him on the plane, because this whole story is falling apart. And the reason I bring all of it up is because it frightens me. Because like you just said before we got on the air, we're on our own. We are still on our own. And it's just, with all of this going on, and you always let me filibuster, 30 more seconds, I have to talk about what Stu talked. The only reason we can get on the air, I can get on the air for the most part, is because we're not struggling every single day to put food on our table and to take care of ourselves. We've been blessed.
Right.
I've been blessed. We have a few bucks put aside so I can get on the air. Otherwise, I'd be sleeping right now, working my other job, my second job. The thing is, when you talked about Yellow Freight, the trucking company, Roadway, 40,000 people. I read in the New York Post that they had some incidents there of their bondholders were suing Goldman Sachs for the way that they were treated, you know, in the financial aspects of Yellow Freight, Roadway. But the idea, America, you must listen up. 40,000 people in these trucking companies being thrown out of work. I mean, unemployment is closer to 25%, which is
that's right.
That's an area. Not to take anything away from the trucking and the warehouse people that are losing. Also, new home sales just continue to slide down. Month to month, they're down. You know, the median price is down. The gold is still going to go back up. I'm trying to be upbeat, but it's hard. You know, you got more people out of work. And is this happening by design? So you take everything I've talked about, all these stories, you're like, oh, you're off in all these directions. But we got people, you know, is this done by design? Because these people now are out of work, they're worried, they're struggling about their future. Then, you know, it allows the powers that be to come in and to control you even more because you don't have the financial wherewithal, the independence to do as you please what you want because you're struggling, you're searching for a job. So I am blessed, and I bless all you people out there, and I thank you for letting me speak so much. But I hope that we can turn this around, and it's more than just elections. It's you know, don't look at the rose-colored garbage that these news broadcasts give to you because they're not telling you the truth. You have to get your own information and do the best you can, and I can keep going on. But God bless you. Happy New Year, and I'll see you in 2010.
All right. Happy New Year, Mark. And he said a mouthful, and a lot of the things that Mark said I agree with. It's a lot of the numbers are shaky that are released, and sadly, I don't think they portray an accurate description of what's happening around the United States. And when I said that you really are on your own, you're on your own with your family and friends, and hopefully you have those people around you. It's like a story I read a couple of days ago about a woman who was preparing, because now they call them preppers versus, you know, survivalist preppers, and she was a typical soccer mom and then started to get these feelings that, geez, some things, you know, I saw what happened with Hurricane Katrina and, you know, FEMA and how they respond and how the government responds to things, and I might get some things ready for my family in case something happens, and I'm not wishing that or predicting it, but I'm going to make sure that we're covered off, including stuff in our car for emergencies, etc. And I think that's the name of the game, is being prepared and not being blindsided. It's not going to be blindsided anyway. If anybody who's ever been in love and had somebody, you guys know what I'm talking about, and then she jilted you, and you felt blindsided because you had no idea, but you just bought her that piece of jewelry or whatever. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing with where we're headed, what road we're going down as a country. I think you don't want to be blindsided. You want to have your eyes wide open. That should be the resolution heading into 2010 so you can make up your own mind as to what's going on, right? 800-259-5791. If you have some last-minute thoughts, throw them in here. Coming up on the flip side, talking more resolutions on America tonight.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
We're saying goodbye to 2009 and this decade and bringing in a new decade, 2010. What will you be doing lately? Boy, the tail end of 2009 has been rough. Really, September, October, November, and December. You talk about the deaths in Afghanistan. You talk about this situation with a could-have-been Christmas Day disaster in Detroit. You talk about the disaster in the Senate, this health care bill that nobody likes. Label yourself whatever you want, liberal, conservative, undecided, whatever, doesn't matter. Nobody, in truth, except for the politicians and the insurance company and Big Pharma, nobody really likes the bills that have been proposed and all that taxpayer money at work for those closed-door meetings and the deals that were made. Is anybody really going to get a good slice of the American pie in our health care system? And the answer is no, because the things that should be done aren't being done, certainly. And then you have what happened in Afghanistan as well with the CIA guys and the Canadians as well, somebody penetrating a compound that supposedly was mega lockdown and a suicide bomber, an insurgent. That's not good at all, obviously, for the families and for the organizations and for the, for in general, the road that we're going down with Afghanistan. All right, let's go out to Dale, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, were you out at the airport with that Eagles hat on? Oh, man, I couldn't believe it.
I was, I'm telling you, I was showered, I had on a sweat outfit and my Eagles hat. I was getting harassed.
No, I was, I'm being facetious, I wasn't there. I wanted to address one thing. You know, the issues that we have in this country, Kate, I wish President Obama would realize that we are at war with terrorists. It's not a police action. These people don't belong in American courts. They belong at Gitmo. And why we're closing that, I'll never understand it. But for sure, Robert Gibbs is not going to explain it to us.
No.
I think I commented about him several months ago. his briefing booklet is blank all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot articulate President Obama's program. Not that he's got any reason to be able to back it up. But, you know, this thing with these guys going to trial in Manhattan is just absurd. And I hope we realize that now. You know, I don't personally blame President Obama for this incident, but I think it's part of his thought process that, you know, it's a law enforcement issue, and it's not. We're at war, and he needs to get with the program.
I agree with you. I mean, we are definitely at war. There's no question about it. And it scares me to death to think of the comments that we've heard over the last couple of days and first waiting for the comments to happen when it was the worst, could have been the worst disaster that happened in wake of 9/11. I couldn't agree. Like I said, I could not agree with you more. I think that the wrong people are in place, and certainly the wrong people around the president are in place, because they never impart the information correctly, and they always end up taking it back. Janet Napolitano, Robert Gibbs has had to do that. The White House communication director had to leave, basically, after some of the things that she said. It's craziness.
Well, she, I think, like you said before, the art of transparency is the joke.
Yeah.
I mean, they've talked about this for some time, but let me throw this out, Kate, to you. At the end of the year like this, I've enjoyed listening to you and allowing me to comment this year. I think about some events in my past or events that have happened in the past, and I wanted to point out about to our Canadian friends, in 1979, during the Iran Revolution, Canadians were put themselves at great risk to get Americans out of Iran. And to our friends in Canada, we haven't forgotten. We will remember it forever. So thank you. And I have one other little shout-out, and that's to Reginald Denny. Reginald Denny could have started a race riot if he'd have responded differently than he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did what he did because he didn't want to teach his kid to be prejudiced. And he's out in, I think, Lake Havasu, Arizona now. He doesn't live in California, I don't think, anymore. But just by chance, if you're listening, Reginald, thanks a lot, buddy, because you're the kind of American that we need. And that's it, Kate. Have a great 2010, and thanks for this year.
All right, thank you. You have a great one, too. What a great way to end that, Dale. That was excellent. Jana goes deep on us. Jana is listening to us in Iowa, rather, so let's go to Jana. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Kate, I cracked open the eggnog, so I can call you and tell you I was drinking it on New Year's Eve. And I'd like to say I'd like to see this third party start up. I'd like to see some people start coming forward and think about being candidates for an alternative in 2010. I wish that our president was not so pro-Muslim, but what can I say about that we haven't already discussed? And I want to wish you a very bright and happy 2010, and thank you for your show, and I certainly appreciate talking with you and listening to everybody. And you have a good evening and a good new year.
All right, Jana, same back at you. Great listener who's been listening to America Tonight for quite some time. She always sends me some great cards and notes of encouragement. She's just a wonderful lady. And, Jana, we hope that everybody in your neck of the woods celebrates safely. I hope everybody celebrates safely. You know, that's the thing. That's why they call it amateur night. People have a tendency to soak it all in just a little bit too much. It's better to sit back with the eggnog in your own little palace, your own little place, that you don't have to worry about getting pulled over or something else happening. And it happens to all age groups, too. Everybody just thinks, well, it's a 20-year-old that's back from college. It's not necessarily. I mean, you look the next day and hear some of the people that have been picked up and That's not the case at all, certainly. Let's ask our own Donovan Mattson about resolutions. Donovan, do you make resolutions? Do you try to keep them, or how do you feel about them?
Oh, I make resolutions. Like this year, I've resolved to finally get around to painting my kitchen. And I think I resolved to stop keeping explosive devices in my underwear.
Bump, bump. Great. Here comes the feds right now. I can hear them click, 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 taping this, getting ready to question me about you. That's a good resolution, though, about painting the kitchen. You know, sometimes that's probably what it is. Resolutions can be grandiose, and sometimes it's better to keep them small and possible so that you can actually achieve them and feel better about yourself. My resolution, I think, is for everybody who listens to America Tonight and their families to be safe and secure and to roll into the new year in as positive and upbeat as a way as possible. Often on this show, I mean, my hair's on fire half the time, so are yours, whether it's the two Marks or Jana or Dale, who you just heard, or so many of you, Don, Sam, so many of you that have called this show for a very long time. And what I love about all the people that are connected to America Tonight is the passion that you all have. Whether we might not always agree on everything, but the passion bleeds through, which is why I like talking to the people here that call and participate, because I can tell that you're all very passionate about this country. You care so much about America, and too often people forget the freedoms that we enjoy and forget that it is we the people. This is our country. You know, we're not there in Washington, but we elect the people who are there representing us. And heading into the new year, there are a lot of important things that could be decided. And let's hope and pray they go in the right direction. On that note, I'm going to leave you with this one for a little fun from P.J. O'Rourke. The proper behavior all through the holiday season is to be drunk. This drunkenness culminates on New Year's Eve when you get so drunk you kiss the person you're married to.
Just remember where you are and what it is that you hope to accomplish today.